Hello there. We're Vince and Elliot McNally.
Yes, the great-great-grandsons of map-making mogul Rand McNally.
And we'll be your hosts and tour guides on a trip across America, one small town at a time.
In the spirit of our great-great-grandfather, we're traveling the country writing the family's first almanac in over 50 years. Towns and Country, the McNally Brothers' comprehensive guide to small-town America.
Each week we'll be in a new town, and after getting to know the place and the people, we'll tell you, the listener, all there is to know.
In a show we call These Parts, a podcast putting towns on the map.
Greetings, listeners, and welcome to another episode of These Parts. I am one of your hosts, Elliot McNally, but as you know, this podcast doesn't have just one host. We have two hosts. It was a long battle to try and get two hosts on the show. A lot of talks had and a lot of hard conversations had to be had. There wasn't ever a podcast with two hosts before. There hasn't been one since, but we fought tooth and nail to get both of us on the show. The other host, of course, that I'm referring to is my brother, friend, and traveling companion, Vince McNally. How's it going, Vince?
Elliot, it's going good. It's been a great week, and happy, as always, to be on the mic with you. I can't say with 100% certainty that brief history of podcasting was entirely accurate.
I read up on it on Wikipedia beforehand.
And the Wikipedia article, to be clear, said that a podcast had never had more than one host.
Exactly, or since.
Or since our show.
Yes.
None also have had. Well, that's very interesting. You know, it confirms what I already believed, is that we are upholding Rand's glorious tradition of trailblazing, Elliot.
And it upholds our long partnership with the good people at Apple.
Yeah, thank you to Apple for sponsoring, in many ways against their will, this episode. We have an old contract signed by our great-great-grandfather that allows us to kind of, for lack of a better word, leverage one or more businesses into tepid service of our show, and Apple is one of those contracts, so I won't say anything else about it.
And it allowed us to bend the rules, because written in that contract is whatever podcast or McNally-themed podcast can have as many hosts as the hosts want.
Strange that when that contract was drawn up in the mid centuries of current time, they didn't even, you know, podcasts weren't invented yet.
Yes, it was a slight anachronism.
So it was a lot of foresight on the part of the people doing business.
All that aside, I think that we have a stellar show lined up, and I could not be any happier that we are just 1 week closer to RandCon.
RandCon is going to be a blast. I'm literally chomping at the bit. I have this bit that we picked up when we were in non-talk, artisanal leather, and I've chewed almost through the entire thing.
Yeah, I've had to rein you in several times, and it only makes you chomp it a bit harder.
Oh, I've been gnashing.
And I'm gnashing to put the town that we're in today on the map.
Let's do that, Elliot.
So listeners at home, take out your comprehensive Rand McNally U.S. wall maps and your commemorative pushpins, and get ready to stick a pin in Cogan, Missouri. Vince, why are we in Cogan, Missouri?
Cogan, Missouri is it's kind of a hot-button town in the current American eco-political landscape. Cogan, Missouri is a small manufacturing town famous for being the site of re-outsourced, or as some are calling it, insourced jobs, namely the construction and distribution of Apple products.
We're by no means economists here. You know, we have touched on the fat cats in Washington several times on the show, but we're pretty apolitical. We try to stay that way. Of course, Apple has many partnerships with the Chinese to manufacture their products, but sometimes, based on the supply and demand graph, the one that looks like an X, something happens and there's too much demand to meet the supply. The Chinese had to re-outsource their jobs to make these products back to America, and that's where we get Cogan, Missouri. And with us today is the business liaison between our Chinese friends and Cogan, Missouri. Would you care to introduce yourself?
Well, hey guys, how's it going? This is Wes Chesley, and out here from Cogan. We're so happy to have you guys talking about us out here in Cogan, and we're very grateful to our friends over in China for giving us this fine business opportunity.
Wes Chesley, thanks so much for being with us. Would you take a pin out of our pin barrel and stick it right in our map.
Will do. I've been a big Rand McNally fan my whole life.
Oh, that's great to hear. Do you have any of our Rand McNally products?
Oh, yes. Well, in the grade school in downtown Cogan, strictly Rand maps on the wall.
That's great to hear.
That's terrific.
So fast forwarding a little bit from grade school, tell us about yourself present day. How did you become the business liaison for Apple to China?
Oh, well, that's a great story, Elliot. One summer vacation, my wife and I, Claire and I, we went to Southeast Asia for vacation. We did a little bit of motor camping, as we call it. We camped out along the Southeast Asia coastline. And in our travels, we met our good friend Jing. And he was quite the entrepreneur, and he said, "I make quite a profit with exporting jobs for the company that you all founded over in America." And he asked me if I was interested, and I brought it to the town meeting when we got back. I brought it to town hall. Well, here we are.
Wow. That's a story, kind of a tale as old as time, right? Being in the right place at the right time with the right attitude to seize opportunity and bring it back to the United States. Now, do you want to get into a little bit of the nitty-gritty for some of us that aren't really into business? We don't know politics. What has happened to bring these jobs back to America?
Thank you, Vince. What we do here in Cogan is we handle a lot of the refurbishing aspect of Apple products that are damaged. So as the business liaison, we receive products that have been shipped to China to be repaired from the United States. They are then reshipped to us in Cogan after being inspected and identified as to what the problem is. And then, we have a great team on the floor, and they are, a lot of my friends and grade school alumnus. I can vouch for all of them, if you know what I mean.
So that's why if your MacBook breaks, for example, the standard is it takes around 4 years to get it back refurbished.
Correct.
Have you guys done anything to try and get that number down, or?
Well, the U.S. Postal Service seems to be a real, pain in the behind. I feel like it's an unnecessary institute in our country, so I feel like we can cut them right out.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but your company has sought to do just that. Instead, sending the products kind of parcel in part along the on riverboat casinos into the Gulf, where they're picked up by various shrimping vessels, which are given special commission to sail around South America to China.
Yeah, we call that the shrimp pad. It's like an iPad for shrimp.
The entire shipping process is nicknamed the shrimp pad.
Yeah, it's ingenuitive and quite scenic if you ever get the chance to take the ride, of course, all you can eat shrimp.
So these riverboat casinos move at about 1 to 2 miles an hour. Have you noticed that people like this process better than receiving it from the Postal Service?
There's something to be said about receiving your newly refurbished, within a year or three, iPad or iPhone 3 with the fresh smell of shrimp. I think it's almost a personal touch that I'm glad that we can stamp with the approval of Cogan, Missouri.
And they say Americans don't innovate anymore. Well, I think Cogan's proving them wrong. Thanks so much for joining us. I know you're a busy man. Maybe we should get things rolling and jump right into our first segment, Elliot.
I think we should, Vince. That's called Local Legends.
So, listeners, Local Legends is our introspective on someone who made this town great, be they living or long since passed. Every town, we think, has someone that's kind of helped make it what it is, and that's what Local Legends is about. Cogan is certainly no different.
Now, Wes, of course, you are a legend in and of yourself, but is there anyone who comes to mind who has made Kogan what it is.
Oh, well, you can't talk about Kogan without talking about Jet Epstein. Jet has been quite the entrepreneur in our community, starting with the founding of our first indoor pool and, you know, expounding upon that to our first movie theater. And Jet has also been a great resource for bringing in bail bondsmen type stores where you can post bail right across the street from the courthouse. He's also a grade school buddy of mine.
The prevalence of bail bonds has really eliminated any need for jails in Kogan. Is that right?
That is correct. We use the jails mostly as indoor gardens.
Wow. From what I've gathered, and please correct me if this is wrong, there's just not a lot of crime going on here in Kogan, despite the fact that, of course, you know, your petty misdemeanors, maybe reckless driving or public drunkenness are common enough, but there's no real theft because all the products that you refurbish here are woefully outdated by usually more than half a decade.
It's true. It's very true. And what my father always said is, give him a job and he won't feel the need to knob. And by knob, he would refer to being a knob, where, you know, a knob who everybody knows that knob who's always bugging you and lounging and lazing about.
So Vince, for us, it would be Xander, our publisher.
Xander's a known knob.
Classic knob.
In the industry, he's kind of a infamous knob.
So, what other innovations did Jet Epstein have on maybe the relationship between China and Kogan?
Well, Jet is also a big fan of Eastern culture, as I am myself, and he built the first Japanese tea house in Kogan, and of course, it didn't sit well with our Chinese compatriots. However, they do appreciate a good tea ceremony.
Who doesn't? Am I right?
Now, there's something to be said also about the quality of refurbishments that you guys achieve, and of course, you know, there's a stigma of things being sent overseas to China. But what I think Jet has influenced, and you yourself, Wes, have been bringing those jobs back to America and making the quality back to what people expect.
Yeah, for too long, you know, China's cornered the market on low quality products. And I, for one, I don't like to get political, so forgive me, but it's high time America's taken back the mantle of making the worst quality products in the world. And Kogan, it's flying that red, white, and blue flag as proudly as anyone else in this great nation.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Wes, have you worked extensively with Jet? Are there any things that you disagree with him on or things that you would do a certain way, specifically in the business of Apple?
Well, Jet is a big believer in bound books. You know, he likes everything on paper. He likes everything bound up. I'm a digital man myself. I couldn't live without my Google spreadsheet, if you know what I mean.
Do I ever?
And so we tend to get into tiffs about digitizing our records. He's a big fuddy-duddy when it comes to keeping everything on that flammable paper. But you know, I think I have a little bit more. He's a man who has foresight. I'm a man who has hindsight. So together we make a formidable duo.
And hindsight, as we all know, is 20/20, and Jet is blind.
Correct.
And how does this work? I mean, he was instrumental in bringing all these Apple jobs back to Kogan, but he is staunchly opposed to the digitization and technology.
Yeah, it's quite a conundrum for us as well. But if you know, when you meet Jet, you understand that this is a man who can get things done. He has a certain je ne sais quoi that allows him to seamlessly move from social circle to social circle and leave everyone just plumb happy.
And I think, you know, there's something to be said about the original Apple products. I'm sure, Vince, even some of our listeners might be too young to remember the first generation iPhone, and it was a little misleading for Jet because the first generation iPhone was just a discarded Chinese food container with U2 songs written on it.
You know, that's what been one of the most unearthed treasures of staying here in Kogan. So far behind is the refurbishment schedule that even some of the beta gear that was kind of floated in the early days of Apple is being refurbished here to this day. Do you have any favorite kind of discontinued products that you all still service here in Kogan?
Oh, yes. Well, not many people know about the iPhone Coat. So the iPhone Coat was originally designed to be a hat that you can put on. You put the hat on, and it has a headphone port that you could then connect headphones into and listen while you walk and are shaded. And so the iPhone Co, we don't see a lot of those, but I just sent one out. We got it in about 1998 we got that in. And I am happy to say a very lucky Apple product purchaser in Westboro, Alabama will be receiving that shortly.
Well, that's great.
Terrific.
You definitely have an amazing product coming your way, and I'm sure you already knew that after you purchased it and had it for about a day before your neck was strained and you had to send it in for part removal to make it lighter.
Well, Elliot, what about you? Have you stumbled in through the vast and winding storerooms here in Kogan and found any treasures of your own?
Yeah, as you know, Vince, I love to be organized, especially when we're having our life on the road, and I unearthed one of my favorite products that was discontinued, the iStapler. Of course, this was just on the cusp of digitizing.
Really ahead of its time.
Yeah, real products. So what it was intended to do is if you had a stack of paper, you would just hover this stapler-esque product over the top, and it was supposed to somehow digitally mend these files. But it resulted in a lot of different, you know, nerds on their way to class or doctors on their way to surgery falling and spreading their papers all over the place. It didn't really work that well.
It did have a built-in slide whistle sound, so when you would drop the papers, there'd be a humorous
whoop. Yeah, and if you were fat, there would be a tuba sound that played.
Exactly. Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of those, I'll tell you.
Well, Elliot, that's a great one. I do love the iStapler. It never really got a fair shake. Mm-hmm. And actually, speaking of products that never got a fair shake, I got my hands on a pair of iMaracas in one of the warehouses here in Kogan. An ill-fated foray into iMusical instruments from Apple. None of them really caught on. It was while the company was deciding whether they wanted to play music or allow you to play music, literally. Mm-hmm. Kind of a crossroads. And I think we all know where they eventually settled, but these iMaracas still work like the day they were minted.
That was the one that was endorsed by Stevie Wonder, right? He was the spokesman on there.
Oh, of course, he was a spokesperson for the whole line of iInstruments. And I think what really sunk iInstruments is that they didn't go with the lowercase I, uppercase instruments. They went with the double I. They went with the I and then another I for instruments, and
that led to a lot of confusion, I'm sure.
iInstruments? How do you say this? Is what the focus groups were saying.
We actually got a lot of returns on that, thinking that there was a typo.
So it was sent to refurbish the typo.
The box. It was sent to refurbish the box that it came in to remove the typo. Is that correct?
Correct.
Well, and speaking of, you know, sending things out, receiving things, I think that we have a few parcels we should dig into, Vince.
I think that's a great idea.
In a segment we call, Wouldn't You Like to Know?
So, listeners, Wouldn't You Like to Know is your weekly opportunity to write us with questions, concerns, queries, or inquisitions about the town that we're staying in. We have time to read three each and every week, and it looks like I've got the first one this week, Elliot.
Perfect. What does it say, Vince?
Well, this one comes from the estate of one Laura Gresham in Alabama.
Hmm. Wow, this seems very, I'm not going to say pretentious, but important.
Well, the tone softens a bit. It's the letterhead is important, but it goes on to write, "Hello, this is next of kin for one Laura Gresham of Alabama. We have received the item that she sent for refurbishing nearly 20 years ago, the iCoat. We would just like to write in to say that somehow the neck piece was actually made heavier and more strangulative than when she originally sent it in. With all due respect, please see enclosed and refurbish again. Thank you very much. And I'm holding what it looks like nearly vintage iCoat.
Wes, have you seen or refurbished one of these products before?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been a while. Like I said, we sent one out recently. But they don't come in too often because they're pretty sturdy. The first-gen products tend to hold up a lot better than the newer ones. You know, some people say it's a conspiracy to keep you continually buying, you know, new products, which I really don't care either way. I mean, it's more business for us. But this iCoat, the strangulative properties have been proven. This is a fact.
You know, not every product's perfect. When you talk about planned obsolescence, I immediately think of the newest iPhone, which is, of course, made of loosely held together by pressure and various gravitational forces, a group of twiddly sticks. It's kind of just resting together to form the iPhone.
I thought it was weird when they came out with the ad campaign for that, and the slogan was just, "You're gonna want the next one."
That was actually that was my idea.
You don't say.
Yeah, I said that to I send that out in every letter. We have a handwritten letter sent out to every refurbished product, and I always sign off with, "You're gonna want the next one." So they picked it up at corporate.
Terrific.
It's not only business acumen that you have, it's creativity as well, and that's what I love to see. And
thank you.
I do want to point out, because you've taken the liberty of actually putting on the iCoat.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's not terribly comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Why are you making that strangled voice? You actually haven't zipped it up yet.
No, it's naturally strangulative, even without fastening it. It's got its grip around me.
Well, I just want to point out that you're not actually supposed to walk outdoors in the iCoat because a lot of the circuitry is on the outside, and that was one of the main complaints.
Number one reason for return of the iCoat.
I got a little jolt when one of the tears from my eyes dripped out of the sleeve. It's very uncomfortable.
Vince, you've taken the coat off, and you're still making that voice for some reason.
The drawstrings for the hood are kind of lash out and get a grip on you if you're not careful.
Well, as you're trying to discard the strangulative strands and wires, Wes, do you have our next listener question for us?
All right, yes. This one comes from Daryl Hamilton, and he says, "Dear Kogan, what do y'all like to do on a Friday night?"
Hmm.
And so, to you, Daryl, I would like to say thank you for your question. Fridays are generally, we take a dip at the indoor pool, Jet's indoor pool, and then we will we'll scurry on over to Jet's indoor movie theater, and we call it a night around 9:30, 10 o'clock.
That sounds positively lovely. Goes to show that it's not all business and no pleasure here in the manufacturing nexus of the United States.
And speaking of when to call it quits, do you guys have a pretty laid-back factory? What's the vibe like in there?
Well, our uniforms are any kind of jean. You can wear jean shirt, jean jacket, jean pants. And that's the only uniform standard that we roll by. So we like to say casual every day.
That's fun.
And the jeans do protect from any kind of acid burns that you might get from opening up a defective product.
Yeah, a lot of the original Apple products are just chocked to the brim with acid.
The beauty about denim, though, is should you splash acid on them, it actually improves their coolness factor.
Correct.
Yeah, if you just throw a pair of Zubas on with that, and then it seems like you've got a fashion statement all your own.
Well, that's more of an East Coast phenomenon, but I can't comment on that.
Certainly not.
Let's comment on something else. Here's our final letter of the segment. It comes from David in Wilmington, Delaware. He says, "Hey guys, just FYI, I've been waiting 6 years for my laptop. Going to throw that out there." So that's how he starts it. Okay, David, we'll talk to Wes.
we'll take a gander into the storeroom, see if we can't pick it up for you.
He said, "So I had to handwrite this letter." I usually would be a little more tech savvy.
Yeah, his penmanship isn't great. I believe him on that.
He says, I was wondering about something else that made Kogan famous, and hopefully you'll talk about it. It's, of course, the 1972 Oscar-nominated thriller, Deliverance.
Ah, jeez.
Okay. Well, it seems like all this time without a computer has been quite the detriment to David, because he hasn't been able to Wikipedia the fact that Deliverance was neither shot nor set in Cogan, Missouri.
Correct.
So, Wes, have you ever gotten this question before?
No.
Well.
Oh, I envy you, because, you know, we've heard it once or twice. Though, correct me if I'm wrong, Wes, but there's plenty of ways to interact with that film here. The test movie to make sure that a media playing device is functional is to run the movie Deliverance at length.
Well, that is a standard test that we run for each product, each and every product, before it is reshipped back to China via shrimp boat. And, you know, I actually recommended implementing this test on the shrimp boats themselves. So we cut a little bit of time. You know, that's about 132 minutes of time that's not wasted on the factory floor watching Deliverance. Instead, our shrimp boat crews, they get to, you know, revisit a classic every 6 months as the trip takes.
So the rule of thumb I've heard is if you can get past the third dueling banjos scene, then it's good to go. The product is perfectly refurbished.
Correct.
And I'm reading the buzz of the industry correctly. It's caused quite a bit of a fad in China where these devices come preloaded with this movie for testing purposes. Deliverance is experiencing quite the resurgence over there. Banjo academies are popping up left and right. Canoeing, that's popular. Pigs are popular.
John Voight
is basically a god in
yes.
China.
I think he's on every billboard now.
He's on the 20 Chinese dollar bill.
Really?
Yeah, a big smiling picture of Voight.
We actually, we named our flagship shrimp boat the John Voight. It's an homage.
Wow, interesting.
You couldn't have picked a more talented individual. A great choice.
And speaking of talented individuals, I think we should get to our segment investigating those amazing entrepreneurs who make this town great.
What a splendid idea, Elliot. Let's jump into giving them the business.
So listeners, giving them business is our investigation into the local economy via the mom and pop shops that make whatever town we're in tick. So Wes, aside from the giant factory that takes up about 2/3 of the town, what other mom and pop shops do you like to go to?
Well, there's Jet also has recently invested in a grocery store. It's called Jet's Junk. Which is a joke because his wife is always saying, Jet, you only eat junk. And so he said, well, I'm going to invest in produce.
It looks like Jet really had the last laugh in that one.
He is a jokester.
Well, I mean, we stopped by Jet's for a little while, Jet's Junk, to stock up on rations. We're on the road a lot, and we need more than our fair share of, you know, dried goods, food, bedding, supplies, towels, sundries, toiletries, the whole works. He's really got quite a good operation going there.
Yeah, he's playing the market pretty well right now, I'd say.
Are there any places that people go to have fun, unwind after a long day at the factory?
Most people really do enjoy the traditional Japanese tea ceremony. Which is about an hour in length and involves partial massage as well as delicious tea.
Wow, terrific. One of my favorite things to do in the towns that we visit, and forgive my vanity here, but is to look into the hair care and beauty market. And I gotta say, Kogan has a bustling one. I stopped by a wonderful little salon called Perms and Conditions. The scrub down they gave my scalp has been positively wonderful.
Oh, yes. Perms and Conditions is the only shop I will go to when it comes to any of my follicle care. They do a really great job in... I'm not ashamed to admit I'm a man who enjoys having his eyebrows waxed. And even And when I have the time, I will go for a threading. And Perms and Conditions has my tacit approval.
So I've noticed that you actually have no eyebrows. So when you say your eyebrows wax, you mean the entire thing removed.
That is correct.
Well, they look great. You look perpetually surprised is the way that I would describe it.
Well, I feel lucky to be alive in such a beautiful time to be a human being. So what isn't surprising about that?
And actually, I went to a store that celebrates that exact sentiment. It was called We'll Become Silhouettes, and it's actually owned by the Postal Service's Ben Gibbard. And basically what the store specializes in is that you can buy a full body, completely black suit, or have your body painted black. So you can, and then they'll give you one of the refurbished iPhones to dance around with.
Oh, yes. Well, we've sent quite a few products their way. And what's great about it is they're not actually recording a commercial. It's just a live stream. So there's constantly someone in either a full body black suit or painted black dancing with a first generation iPhone.
And this is what I'm told. I did it one night. I was in town. Is purely for fun. But is it used for marketing anymore?
Oh, all the time. I mean, you might have seen such famous street art as the walking girl in London, or the LED girl trapped in a box in Indianapolis, Indiana. And Kogan is, fastly on the way to being known for our continuous iPad streaming commercials.
And I do love in the Eastern vibe of the town, a lot of large sort of thin tissue paper walls have been constructed to make most of travel a means of silhouetting you against other travelers.
Yeah, we have learned from our Far East brethren. Life is simply a duality of light and darkness that are both reflected upon each other and from each other. And so to play with this deep-rooted existential quandary of who is a man, who is a woman, who are we as humans, thin paper walls help shed light on that.
It seems like this town, other than receiving mountains of dated, broken Apple products, has also received some philosophical sentiment.
I couldn't agree more, Elliot. Beauty in all things here in Kogan, whether it is the creation of something new or the refurbishment of something old, I have to say it's been a privilege even to be involved. Speaking of which, Elliot, should we move on to one of our favorite segments?
I think we should, Vince, and that would be called Did You Know?
So listeners, Did You Know is our weekly rapid-fire trivia factoid segment where you get clued in to the quickest, most interesting things about the towns we're visiting. We have time for five each and every week, and this week is no different. Elliot, I think you've got the first one.
I do. Wes and Vince, did you know that there is one particular celebrity that is constantly running for mayor of the town?
I had no idea, Elliot. I didn't think that Kogan was a hotbed of celebrity, but please enlighten me.
Well, it's not really, but anything that has to do with Apple, Bono always wants to be involved in. So he is constantly trying to make a name for himself in Kogan. Wes, have you dealt with Bono and his antics at all?
Well, we try to be as inclusive as we can here in Kogan. However, it does raise some questions when someone with dual citizenship attempts to run for public office in the state of Missouri. And, we appreciate Bono's support of the Apple products and his music is certainly welcome here anytime. However, he will once again be denied his request to run for mayor of Kogan.
Is it true that you guys were actually the ones to upload that U2 album to every single iPhone?
I cannot confirm nor deny that.
Intriguing. Well, I didn't know that, Elliot. But did you guys know that oftentimes in Kogan there are extra papers included along with these packages sent for refurbishment?
Extra papers. So what kind of extra papers, Vince?
I'm referring, of course, to the warranties, the contracts. These have created a bit of a geological feature of sorts here in the town. The Office of Warranty Redemption has been thoroughly poring over every warranty that's ever come in, attempting to find loopholes around reimbursing its senders for their actual products.
Interesting. So, Wes, have you had any hand in these extensive warranty claims?
Well, dealing with the refurbishment that we handle, warranty is hand in hand. And what we like to tell people is that a warranty is like toilet paper. You want it to be thick and two ply. Otherwise, you're going to get you-know-what on your hands.
A bunch of acid that spills out of an old iPhone.
Correct.
Wow, I didn't know that. But Wes, do you have the next Did You Know fact for us?
Yes, I do. Did you know that here in Kogan, Missouri, we are home to the very first hospital that is run only by nurses? That's correct. There are no doctors in the Westfall, Missouri hospital.
So why is that?
It's mainly a management issue. There was a big gripe, a big old gripe about, oh, the doctors are always telling us what to do. And so somebody said, well, you think you do such a good job, why don't you run it on your own? My very good friend, Marilyn, she's now head nurse and director of the hospital, Westfall, Missouri Hospital.
Do they use any refurbished Apple products at this hospital?
Short answer, yes. Long answer is Apple has been making its way into medical technology for quite some time. And pretty soon, all I'm saying is pacemaker might be called iPacemaker.
Well, I know that on the most recent iOS software, you can actually send your heartbeat to someone. And I've heard that's kind of the extent of what they are able to do at this nurse-run hospital.
I do have to give it to the nurse-run hospital, though. Sisters of Saint Beneficia. The slogan on their kind of marquee signboard says, "An apple a day keeps the doctors away," and I think that's pure genius.
That's up on several of our walls here in the factory.
Well, I did not know that, but did you know that other than jeans or acid wash jeans, there is another fashion statement that has taken Kogan by storm?
Oh, what's that, Elliot?
That's, of course, the black turtleneck with jeans.
Oh, yes, yes, classic.
And I'm told that it's of the sentiment that everyone should be their own boss and everyone should be innovative. And so they have taken to dressing like Steve Jobs. And Wes, I see that you're actually sporting this black turtleneck right now.
Yeah, that is correct. I prefer, I'm a huge fan of Mr. Jobs. But for me, I've been rocking the black turtleneck and jeans as an homage to Jim Henson for decades. So no offense to Steve, may they both rest in peace. But I'm a Henson man.
Isn't the shop foreman Fozzie Bear?
You know, he is.
It's good to see Fozzie landing on his feet.
How has he turned around production? Has he had any innovative ideas?
Well, nothing gets people working harder than an eye-rolling pun, I'll tell you that.
Well said. Well said. I didn't know that, but I always love to hear a good Fozzie Bear-related factoid. But did you guys know that the no workplace accidents since signs in Kogan are actually counted in seconds, not days?
So does that mean that there's actually a lot of accidents?
Well, I will just say that in many of our first-gen Apple products, acid pumps like blood in a human being's body.
That's certainly disconcerting.
And it's sort of frightening to hear. I mean, we've heard so much about these Samsung phones exploding, but it seems like Apple has had their own qualms, too.
Well, you know, it's simply in the warranty. At any point in time while you're using an Apple product, second generation or older, the user should be wearing denim head to toe at all times. And so I won't apologize.
You're, of course, referring to the warranty Section H2, Addendum 9, page 376, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Released with the latest update.
Oh, so you send out the paper addendums warranties as well.
Well, Jet insists.
Well, it goes to show you that just like everything, when Samsung comes up with something, they're simply chasing Apple's coattails. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule, running an entire town's industry to talk to us on our humble little program. And thanks, hey, for all that you do, bringing jobs back to America.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Elliot. Thank you, Vince. Y'all are welcome anytime you're in Missouri to swing by Kogan and, you know, throw on some denim gloves and, you know, get to work. You know, we'll show you around the floor.
That's a great and humble offering, and I think we're going to throw on some gloves and get to work on our final segment, Wish You Were Here.
So, listeners, in a perfect world, you would come with us on each and every one of our journeys across America. But since that's just not practical, we only have so much room in the RV, and most of it is filled by working drafts of Chew on This, we instead invite you...
I keep telling you that I need time to perfect
I realize that, though. I would like something that doesn't put such a great strain on the axles of the RV. That said, we do the next best thing, which is inviting you to listen along.
And the letter for this segment this week goes something like this. Dear listener, wish you were here in Kogan, Missouri.
A town bringing jobs back to America by re-unoutsourcing Apple product manufacturing and refurbishing from China.
A town where the American spirit is alive and well, thanks to none other than business liaison Wes Chesley.
A town where they've seen their fair share of acid-related snafus and shrimp boat scented products.
A town where Bono may never be the leader, but each person in the factory can be their own leader.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Sorry.
That was beautiful, Wes.
And a town where you can hear a proud man sing a proud song with a tear in his eye.
Farewell from these parts to yours.
Hello, listeners. Hope you enjoyed our time in Kogan, Missouri, and I know you'll enjoy next week's episode when we're in Rudyard's Hill, Georgia.
Famous for being home to myriad conventions and festivals, Rudyard's Hill, Georgia is, you guessed it, folks, home of RANCON 2016, our live episode. Don't miss it next week.